Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. We're your guide through, well, the sometimes pretty complex world of tech. I'm your host. And today we are doing a deep dive. We're looking at something really fresh, an alleged incident reported just back on June 5th, 2025. It involves NBN Co. That's Australia's national broadband network. And honestly, it raises some pretty big questions. Because this is recent news, right? But you're probably not seeing it blasted across major news sites. And that's kind of the core of our deep dive today. Why might something like this, potentially involving critical infrastructure, not get wider public discussion immediately? What's that say about transparency? Especially, you know, when it's a government-linked body like NBN Co. The source here is interesting to a platform called Dark Web Informer. So that tells you something straight away about where this info is surfacing.
Exactly. So our mission today really is to walk you through what we know about this alleged incident and try to understand the implications, sure, but also peel back the layers on how this sort of information actually surfaces. Or, maybe more importantly, why it sometimes doesn't hit the mainstream right away. It's all about understanding, you know, the life cycle of cyber threat intelligence, why that matters for you.
Okay, right. Let's unpack it then. The basic claim, according to the report from Dark Web Informer on June 5th, it points squarely at NBN Co., the National Broadband Network. The threat actor, the group or person claiming they did this, is called CenTap. And the size of the data they claim to have, it's pretty staggering, 306 gigabytes. Now, 306 gigs. I mean, that's a huge number, obviously. But when the report says sensitive infrastructure data, what does that actually mean? What kind of information are we potentially talking about here? Is it like truly critical stuff?
Well, that's where it gets really fascinating and maybe a bit concerning. The specificity. It's not just like general NBN files. The claim is the data is tied to specific technologies. Hybrid fiber coaxial, HFC, and fiber to the curb, FTTC projects. These are, you know, the actual methods used to connect millions of homes and businesses across Australia. HFC uses existing cable lines. FTTC brings fiber much closer.
Okay, so the actual tech infrastructure.
Precisely. And it gets even more specific than that. The report mentions specific regions, just in Queensland, apparently. Places like Bald Hills, Ashgrove, Albany Creek, Kenmore, Stafford. And CenTap, the actor, claims this data is highly detailed, technical, and valuable. Valuable for analysts, researchers, and, crucially, adversaries targeting telecom infrastructure.
Right, adversaries.
Yeah. So if this is true, we're not just talking about, say, customer names and addresses, although the source does mention PII, personally identifiable information, might be included in their general reports. We could be talking about the actual blueprints, network diagrams, maybe equipment details, possibly even physical locations for key infrastructure. It's like having an operational map of parts of the network. Highly valuable for anyone wanting to understand it, exploit it, or maybe even disrupt it.
Wow. Okay, that level of technical detail sounds, quite chilling. It's like the schematics for the nation's internet backbone, or parts of it anyway. But that just brings us right back to the big question, doesn't it, if it's potentially that sensitive? Information that adversaries would find incredibly useful. Why isn't this front page news? Why the apparent quiet from official channels?
Yeah, and this is where understanding that information lifecycle is key. A lot of these alleged breaches, especially maybe involving critical infrastructure, they often pop up first on these private intelligence feeds, Dark Web Informer. Despite the name, it's not some hacker forum itself. It's more like a specialized newswire for cyber threats.
So it's a business, a subscription service.
Exactly. Subscriber only. It's aimed at cybersecurity professionals, corporate security teams, government agencies, people who need early warnings. They aggregate intelligence, track leaks, provide alerts. The source itself mentions having thousands of posts, alerts, and unredacted threat feed, even high-res images as proof sometimes.
Unredacted, so potentially sensitive stuff right there.
Potentially, yes. Their own disclaimer notes reports may include unredacted personally identifiable information, PII, gathered from publicly available sources. But they also state very clearly it's for cybersecurity awareness and threat intelligence purposes only, and they condemn misuse. So you see this tiered flow of information, right? It starts with the threat actor making a claim, maybe on a dark web forum. Then it gets picked up by these private intelligence services like Dark Web Informer. And only then, maybe, possibly much later, does it filter through to wider public knowledge or get officially confirmed.
So there's this whole hidden layer of information exchange happening before anything hits the public eye.
Pretty much. And it exists because, well, the immediate needs of cyber defense teams often come first, before a full public announcement is feasible or even wise.
Which brings us right back to NBN Co., a government-linked entity, vital infrastructure. Why aren't they out there talking about this alleged breach? Is it strategic silence or something else? It feels uncomfortable, you know?
It is uncomfortable, and it highlights a real tension, a fundamental tension, actually. On one side, yes, a government body managing critical infrastructure, you expect transparency. The public has a right to know about potential risks. But on the other side, managing a major security incident, especially one that's still just alleged, is incredibly complex. Well, first, verification. Dark web claims aren't always true. Threat actors exaggerate, sometimes they bluff entirely, announcing something prematurely before it's verified. That could cause needless panic.
Okay, fair point.
It could also give the actual attackers, if they exist, way too much information about what NBN Co. knows or doesn't know. It could compromise an ongoing investigation. Think about it, confirming a breach too early might show your hand. Revealing details could help other attackers.
So there are genuine strategic reasons for maybe holding back information, at least initially.
Absolutely. Verifying a claim like this takes time. It involves deep forensic work, internal checks, maybe liaison with intelligence agencies. During that whole process, maintaining a degree of strategic silence can be critical. It's a balancing act, a really difficult one. Public right to know versus operational security and investigation integrity.
That makes the situation feel a lot more complex than just, why aren't they telling us?
Mm.
The source, Dark Web Informer, they rated this incident's severity as medium. What does that tell us? Does medium downplay the risk for national infrastructure?
That medium rating is interesting, yeah. It likely suggests that, based on the initial assessment from the intelligence provider, the immediate widespread operational impact might not be seen as critical. Perhaps NBN's core systems aren't thought to be immediately compromised for disruption, or their defenses are considered robust enough to contain the immediate fallout.
So not DEFCON 1, maybe?
Perhaps not for immediate network collapse, no. But, and this is a really big, but medium severity absolutely does not diminish the long-term strategic value of this kind of data if the breach is real. For an adversary, getting hold of detailed technical specs, HFC FTTC project details, network layouts, that's gold. It's not about a quick hit, it's about reconnaissance. Building up intelligence for future, potentially much more targeted and effective attacks down the road. It's like intelligence gathering for a future campaign.
Okay, so medium might relate to immediate operational risk, but the long-term strategic risk could still be very high.
Precisely, and that's why understanding this whole picture is so important. Knowledge is valuable, but context is everything, right? This alleged incident, surfacing the way it did, it really underscores that critical information doesn't always come neatly packaged or through the channels you expect. You have to ask, who's reporting it? Why are they reporting it? Who's their audience? And what are the legitimate, complex reasons why an organization like NBN Co. might be navigating this carefully, balancing security, investigation, and that public right to know?
It really forces you to think more critically about where information comes from and why some stories take time to emerge. Or maybe never fully do. Understanding the source, like knowing this came via a specialized intel platform, is key to evaluating it properly. This dive, I think, should definitely make you, our listeners, think about those different layers of information out there and why some things, even really important things, might not hit the headlines immediately. It challenges you to look deeper. So, okay, we've walked through this alleged NBN Co. breach, the claim from CenTap, 306 gigs of potentially sensitive HFC and FTTC data, the source being Dark Web Informer, sparking that whole discussion about why it wasn't more public, and the really tough questions around transparency for government-linked critical infrastructure. It's a fascinating case study on how information flows or doesn't flow in our digital age. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us on Tech Talks with Kinsoft.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've kind of touched on throughout navigating this stuff, whether it's understanding these big potential threat landscapes like this NBN Co. situation, or just making sure your own digital security, your business's security is up to scratch, it really requires staying informed and often getting expert help. Understanding the threats is always that crucial first step to building a proper defense. So for anyone listening who wants to discuss their own security posture or their IT needs in general, you can find a lot more information and support over at www.kinsoft.com.au.
Definitely worth checking out. Keep asking questions, everyone. Keep thinking critically about the tech news you see and hear, and always consider the story behind the story. What else is moving beneath the surface? We'll be back soon with more deep dives right here on Tech Talks with Kinsoff.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.